Welcome to the Realities of College Recruiting Podcast, where our team of former college coaches, players, and MLB scouts tackle the most critical college recruiting topics. With guests including college coaches, MLB pro scouts, and industry insiders, we will empower you with the tips and strategies needed to gain an advantage in your college recruiting process. The Sports Force Podcast is powered by our partner, Five Tool Baseball. Okay, let's start the show.
All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and get started. Thank you, everyone, for joining us again. This is our weekly show. Every week we choose a different topic. And this week we are doing post-grads. Give us a couple more minutes. We're waiting for one more of our speakers, and we'll get started right away.
There we go. Casey, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you, Matt.
Fantastic.
Looks like Casey's connecting still.
I just want to test my audio here. Can everyone hear me okay? Can one of the other speakers let me know if you guys can hear me okay?
Yeah, I can.
We can hear you. We can hear you, Case.
Okay, awesome. So we'll go ahead and get started. We are going to have other speakers joining as we get going. So we will be adding more panelists as the show goes on. But we're going to go ahead and get started. This is our weekly show that we do on college recruiting. Every week we choose a different topic. This week we're going to be talking about post-grad programs. We've been getting a lot of questions and people reaching out to us, asking us about post-grad programs. And I think certainly with where college recruiting is at right now, post-grad programs have become a very important type of program that has benefited a lot of people. And I think they're going to continue to grow and get popular, in the coming years. So we're going to specifically talk about post-grad programs tonight. If anyone on the Twitter space has questions, you can DM my Twitter handle directly, and we will try to get to every question that is asked. You can also DM the California Postgrad Twitter page. Our director, Kyle Stevens, is going to be speaking from the California Postgrad page. So feel free to DM those two accounts, and we'll do our best to answer any questions that come up from anybody. So real quick, we'll go around the horn. We'll introduce ourselves before we get started. My name is Casey Dill. I have a professional scouting background. I graduated Major League Baseball Scouting School in 2015. I've scouted for the Atlanta Braves and Toronto Blue Jays. I've been a recruiting coordinator at the Division II NAIA and now at the junior college level. I, of course, am a national advisor for Sports Force, and I am going to be the state director for California Postgrad. So that's all exciting stuff as well. We'll get into that as we go, but I'm excited about tonight's topic. I'm excited to have our panelists. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Don, you want to go ahead and introduce yourself first, and we'll go down the line.
Definitely. You still hear me? You hear me okay, Case?
Yep, we got you.
Awesome. All right, guys, thanks for being on the space tonight. Like Casey said, my name is Donald Bray. I am a college coach at a College of the Desert. I also am an advisor for Sports Force. I'm here to help you guys. You know, I'm excited for this topic. You know, can't wait to learn some more and hopefully teach you guys some things as well.
Cool. Kyle, you want to go ahead and introduce yourself next?
Yes, sir. I appreciate you having me on, Casey. So my name is Kyle Stevens. I'm currently a college coach at St. Louis Community College Division I JUCO here in the St. Louis area in Missouri. I also work for Between the Lines as their vice president of baseball operations, pretty much an all-purpose baseball company here in St. Louis as well. Graduated from Lindenwood University, who actually just made the jump to Division I this year. So that's pretty exciting. And just getting into the post-grad space, and I'm definitely excited to, spread, what post-grad is.
Awesome. Thank you very much. And how about Matt? How about you unmute yourself, introduce yourself, and that'd be great.
Absolutely. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yep, we got you.
Fantastic. Hopefully the echo is not too bad. Yeah, my name is Matt Meyer. I'm one of the owners of Between the Lines. Also going to be affiliated with the California Post Grad as well. As far as my background goes, I pitched a couple years in the Colorado Rockies organization. It's actually, I guess, maybe taking another step back. I went to Lindenwood University, got drafted out of there by the Colorado Rockies, and then actually pursued collegiate athletics, collegiate coaching over the past 5 years. This was actually my first year officially stepping down. I've served a couple different titles over at Lindenwood. I started off as their recruiting coordinator slash pitching coach. Then I worked into director of operations, and then director of operations worked into director of analytics. So it's actually how Kyle and I met. I coached Kyle for, I believe, 1 year, Kyle, when you transferred over from Murray State. And again, just super passionate about baseball. It's kind of been my whole life, and super excited to hopefully expand out to different states like California. So super excited to talk about it, Casey. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, awesome. Great panel tonight. So again, I want to remind everyone who's listening, if you do have any specific questions that we don't cover in tonight's space, feel free to DM any of the four accounts that are speaking. So you can DM any one of us, and if we don't get to your question on tonight's space, we will certainly answer you back in a DM. I also want to remind everyone that tonight's Twitter space is being recorded. So if there's a part of this space that you'd like to go back and listen to after we're done, you can always go back and listen to it, share it with teammates, share it with coaches, share it with your parents, whatever you want to do. So this is being recorded, and you guys will be able to go back and listen to this once we're done as well. Also, please feel free to ask us questions as we go. So we're going to go ahead and dive in, and I'm going to open this up to Kyle and Matt first, and whichever one of you guys wants to fire away first, or both of you, no problem. But how about you just give us a general overview of what a post-grad program is for the family that may have heard of a post-grad program? Maybe they've seen, you know, some of their teammates or friends go and play for post-grad programs. How would you describe to someone that doesn't know very much about what a post-grad program is, what a post-grad program is?
Kyle, you want to go and kick it off?
Yes, sir, I can. Yeah, so a post-grad program is essentially an option for recent high school graduates that athletes can use for many different reasons. It's essentially a gap year between high school and college. So the NCAA gives you 13 months when you're a graduate of high school, your senior year, to turn on your clock, if you will. And as long as you're under the full-time student, you know, which is 12 credit hours, you don't start your year or your clock of eligibility. So like I said, for many different reasons, this is when you could focus on the development side, you know, getting bigger, faster, stronger, but also in academics in the classroom, if you're one of those athletes that maybe needs, you know, improved academics, if you will. But this is where you essentially can focus on the development, improving your stock as an athlete, getting better, hitting the weight room, you know, whatever may be, whatever specific athlete you are. But this is essentially a program that is a gap year between, you know, high school and college that you're really focused on yourself development on, you know, in the classroom or on the baseball field as well. So then Matt, if you want to add to that?
Yeah, I think another, I guess, point maybe that I'm going to make earlier on in this call, or early in this call, is that it resembles a collegiate program, right? And it is a 9-month program. We'll probably start roughly around August and usually the first week of May. It just kind of depends on weather. And obviously we won't have that issue being in California, but 9 months out of the year and 5 to 6 days a week. Right. And that obviously includes your strength and conditioning, outdoor indoor practice, video review. And then at the end of the day, it's you're playing to the best of our ability. Like I said, it kind of all depends on weather, but you're playing a collegiate schedule, right? And obviously being in California, it's going to probably be a pretty strong one at that. So that's another, again, important point that I definitely wanted to make is this is a resemblance of, and maybe even more so like a junior college type program. And our focus is again, getting better 5 to 6 days a week, whatever that, whatever it is that particular coach has scheduled for practice that particular day. So, and then I guess maybe stressing another point is that you don't lose any eligibility, kind of to Kyle's point. Again, if, as long as we're staying under that 13 hours, you're not losing any eligibility. So I think that's another big piece to kind of define what a post graduate program is.
No, that's great information, guys. So I want to add on to that a little bit too. Post-grad programs were very big and very popular before COVID. Like, there were some very successful post-grad programs that were operating pre-COVID. What COVID did was, specifically here in California, half of the junior colleges and all of the Division II schools lost 2 years. So not only did we not play in 2020, but we didn't play in 2021 either. So now college baseball players are older and they're bigger and they're stronger. And, you know, still at the junior college level, you have 21-year-old sophomores and you have 20-year-old freshmen. You know, so to be an 18, 19-year-old true high school kid to try to come in and compete against 21-year-old young men, guys that have been in the weight room for two or three more years and just have that much more experience, it's hard. So post-grad, you know, it plays a vital role in development and getting that college level experience without losing a year of eligibility. You know, now you're going into your freshman year of college and you have a full year of college playing experience without losing that eligibility. So COVID certainly, in my opinion, due to, you know, most of the country losing 1 year, but specifically California, most schools losing 2 years, you know, so the post-grad programs are just more popular and more vital to players now than they ever have been. It's giving you a chance to play right away and not have to go compete against those older players that are just more physical. They've been doing it longer, you know. So post-grads are certainly very important right now, and I'm glad that we're having discussions. So I'll throw it back to you, Kyle and Matt, again. How about you give us the idea of what type of player does post-grad most benefit? I know we talked about the developmental aspect and players being older and getting that experience before you go, but what's your ideal candidate, you know, guy that just graduated high school that may be looking for a post-grad program?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the great thing with post-grad and what it can do, it's not just one player. You know, I think there's multiple, examples or players that can go to a post-grad program. You know, one is simply the guy that just needs to get bigger, faster, stronger. Maybe they're not there physically yet, and instead of competing with 22, 23, 24-year-olds now, or maybe going to another school and redshirting, you know, you just need to get bigger, faster, stronger. Another example is an athlete that necessarily isn't getting the offers they think they deserve, or maybe they want to improve their draft stock and they're there, but hey, I want to go to a post-grad program, get a little bit better, and now I go to that Division I school, or maybe I get drafted. You know, I think that's a player as well. You know, another example would be an athlete that isn't there academically. You know, maybe they struggle in the classroom and they want to get ahead. You know, as long as you stay under those 12 hours, that's the most important thing with not losing that year of eligibility. It doesn't start your clock with the NCAA. So if you take 9 hours, now you can go into, you know, that junior college program or even that four-year university. Now you're ahead by 18 hours. And maybe instead of taking 15 hours your first year as technically a freshman, you can take 12. You know, that's one less class that you can take that maybe you're just not strong academic student. And there you go. You're already ahead, which is huge. And, you know, and I think another example would be an athlete that is injured. You know, maybe you got injured your junior or senior year when you're in the height of your recruiting, and maybe you got your scholarship pulled, and you have to prove it to a lot of these colleges now that you can come back just as strong or maybe not stronger from that injury. You know, so that's where I think post-grad, it's not just a, you know, a one size for one person. You know, I think it's for everyone. I think there's a lot of different athletes that can utilize a post-grad program. It's not just one player. So.
Nope. I think that's fantastic stuff. And if there's anything, Matt, you wanted to add on, great. If not, Kyle, fantastic answer. I agree. I think that it could benefit anybody. You know, it could be for anybody. And most student athletes, because you're taking you're playing baseball as a full time. Your sport becomes kind of like a full time job. When that's the case, a lot of the times it's hard to just graduate in 4 years. Like, I know a lot of student athletes, myself included, back when I played, I didn't graduate in 4 years. It took me 5 years. And a lot of my teammates, it was the same thing. So by doing post-grad, you're still moving forward academically in college while developing athletically, you know, without using a year of eligibility. So you're progressing academically and athletically at the same time. So you're not, there's really nothing to lose in that regard. It only benefits academics and your athletic development both. So I know, Matt, you talked about, you know, this being like a college baseball program. The whole idea of a post-grad program is that it operates as a college-level baseball program. So give us an idea more specifically, and maybe we can even make it specific to California, and I can add in too, but what does a typical day look like for a post-grad student?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it all depends on, I guess, what the schedule looks like, but I mean, you're talking about working with a strength coach, obviously, first and foremost. I think that's where we're going to get the majority of our gains. And again, whether that's a 1 hour or 2 hour lift, will probably happen at some point in the morning, followed by us going, you know, maybe hitting the cages, maybe some pitchers are getting their, whether it be their pre-pitch or maybe they're getting some post-work done, whatever it may be, arm strengthening, throwing bullpens. Hitters will maybe work individually with hitting coaches. Again, maybe there's a certain mechanic that they're trying to specifically improve on. And then that would probably work our way into our, again, into our team practice. So I guess the only difference that you would necessarily have with, let's say, a post-grad versus the college program or collegiate program is that you would probably have some classes in between that. But I think the structure is pretty much there, except the difference between, let's say, a post-grad program, it's something that we're going to jump right into, right? Because we don't necessarily have those conflicts that a lot of the kids that, let's say, are within a collegiate program have. So from there, we'll do our team practice. As far as our late night stuff, you know, maybe we're reviewing video. We're doing maybe some type of whiteboard stuff and mental training, right? I think that's another big component that we offer within our development and our training is Zach Sheets from the organization of what drives winning is going to be again, having weekly meetings with our athletes, whatever the struggle may be. Maybe it's, again, something in the weight room, something on the field, maybe even something outside of it, being away from home. Zach Sheets, I think, is going to be another big asset to our program that's going to help develop these athletes into who they want to be. Excuse me.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. And we will have college coaches too. We have a head coach hired. We're not going to announce him till January, but Driveline certified, does the arm care and recovery. He actually works at the main Driveline facility in Seattle right now, doing arm care and recovery and as the head coach of one of their club teams. So for pitchers, this is going to be great. We're going to have collegiate and professional quality coaches as members of the staff. Our strength and conditioning coach was the strength and conditioning coach for College of the Desert this year. Fantastic job. Probably the best strength and conditioning program we've ever had there. And we're just going to plug him right into California post-grad. So we're going to have, you know, high-level collegiate and professional quality coaches in this program in all aspects. Strength and conditioning, mental training, pitching, hitting. You know, it's going to be a world-class operation. And it certainly, you know, starts with us and the coaches. So that's a great point. And as much as we're going to operate like a collegiate program, we're also, I mean, this is going to operate like a professional organization in the developmental aspects and the way we're going to track things through data. And that's the next question I want to bring up to either Kyle or Matt. Give us an idea of how we're going to tie in data and data measurables into the developmental aspects of the program.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll take this one first. Yeah, you know, the biggest thing with this as well is, you know, you're going to get assessed as soon as you step on campus. And I think that's how a lot of post-grad, you know, programs work of, hey, we need to get everything of your measurables as far as it could be anything in the weight room, as far as like a bench press or squat or deadlift or whatever that may be. Then an exit velocity, throwing velocity, 60 times, stuff like that. Now you know exactly what you're at when you stepped on campus. And then going through the whole entire fall, getting reassessed after the fall, how much did you improve? And then getting assessed again right before the season and in February, and then at the end of the season as well. And I think being very data-driven is very important to knowing exactly, you know, what was the average gain of our athletes that came in? You know, what exactly are they improved upon? What do we need to improve upon the next year that we do it as well?
But everything that it can be, I guess, recorded or assessed will be assessed. And that, I think that's very important as far as the metrics are concerned, and especially in the weight room as well. Obviously, we know how important that is. So yeah, Rapsodo, you know, stuff like that, a lot of data-driven programs, you know, that we're going to be using as well.
Anything you wanted to add on there, Matt? I saw you unmuted yourself for a second.
No, I thought Kyle did a great job. There's obviously other equipment that we're going to bring in as well. You know, your Rapsodos, Stalkers, Blast Motion is another, is another big, I'll say big piece of our success. So that's something that we're going to incorporate into our training as well. And then, even like demo review, or I'm sorry, live ABs or practice, any type of videos maybe that we take. Obviously there's certain softwares that we're going to look into to make sure that we, you know, that we can capture almost every angle that we can, to give our coaches obviously the best opportunity to make these adjustments. And that's something that actually Casey, that I kind of forgot that I wanted to speak on as well is, you know, day in the life of a player, you know, how about a coach, right? This is their full-time job, right? And that's something that I guess, you know, that I wanted to bring forth is, and again, kind of going back to this topic, their job, their main focus again is our athletes' development, right? And I think, you know, being able to.
Did Matt, did we lose you there? It looks like you're a listener. Now I'm going to invite you to speak again. Once we get you back on, we'll let you continue. But I want to kick a question over to Coach Bray. As a current college coach, what can you tell us about the value that post-grad program players have added to your programs? I know that you're recruiting post-grad players right now to play college baseball. What kind of value and how do you see post-grad players when you're bringing them into your program?
Yeah, definitely. It's a great question, you know, Case. And I think very highly of the guys coming out of post-grad. You know, obviously, like the guys I've already talked to before, you're going to get a kid who's bigger, faster, stronger than an incoming freshman from a high school. But what a lot of people don't talk about is you're getting a kid who's been in college classes, who has been in a college weight room, has gone through kind of a college experience, you know, and something for a coach whenever you're getting new players into your program, you know, there's always a big thing of how will they mesh? How will they handle the schedule? You know, how will they handle practice? And you do get a sense of almost solace that, man, these guys I'm bringing in, even though they're technically still freshmen for me, I don't have to put an extra eye on them because they've already been through a program already. So, you know, that helps me out quite a bit when I'm recruiting guys because, you know, hey, I can trust this kid that when he says he works in the weight room, he's got a coach to back it up. Or I can trust this kid that when he says that he gets after it with his grades, I got a coach to back it up now in a college setting. You know, I think it's enormous. Like you said, right now we're recruiting quite a few guys from post-grad, especially us at College of the Desert. We're graduating a ton of sophomores. So we don't necessarily want our team to be super young. So this is a way where we can bring in older guys and still have them for 2 years or a year and still continue to develop. I think it's a huge advantage to have post-grad guys on your team.
I agree. I think it's like the whole idea of bringing in an older player or a guy that's played a year of college and he's transferring. You know you're getting a guy that can survive the grind of college baseball because it's not easy. It's like, you know, like Matt was saying earlier, it's wake up and we're doing weights in the morning and then we're doing practice after weights and then we're doing mental training after practice and then we have homework after that. It's like once you get to the college level, playing college baseball becomes a full-time job. And sometimes that learning curve from the incoming freshman, there is a learning curve there. It's different than high school baseball. It's not just show up to practice at the end of school and play baseball. You know, it becomes a full-time job. So having a guy that has been through that and knows how to navigate that and has had that maturing, you know, that mental maturing and that experience is valuable. Like you said, at College of the Desert, we're moving on 27 guys. We need to bring in guys that could help us right away. We don't have time to let guys have that learning curve, you know? So when you're getting a post-grad player, you know, to your point, you know, you're getting a guy that has that experience, that knowledge of what it takes to be successful at this level. And that's what gives them more value. Matt, we got you back on. I know you got cut off there a little bit, but you can go ahead and pick up where you left off or start over, but you had some good things going.
No, you're fine. I'll try and finish it up. Basically, what I was trying to say is that this is the coach's full-time job as well. And as far as like them building practice plans, it's not like them just winging it the day of. Back to Kyle's point, as far as where our athletes are at when they come into the program versus where they leave, we obviously want to track their progress over time. So having our coaches, we'll say getting all of our coaches together, for an example, and figuring out what those jumps need to be. That way, our coaches are held accountable. Our players are held accountable. Parents are held accountable. Because again, I think being in a post-grad program, it's different to a lot of people, but that's how certain we are with our developmental pieces that we have within the California post-grad that we're going to continue to improve our players. So again, it's these coaches are obviously well qualified, but at the end of the day, it's hopefully we're paying them, accordingly just by the knowledge and information that they're going to bring to our program. So hopefully that makes sense, Casey. Thank you.
No, that's a fantastic point. These coaches are fully invested in this. These coaches are full-time, just like Matt said, just like a college head coach, just like college assistant coaches. These coaches are full-time and they're fully invested in the development academically, athletically, mentally of all of our players. And that's a great point. This isn't just a side job. You know, all of the coaches in this program, this is what they're going to do. They are the coaches of California Postgrad. Their job is to develop and advance all of our players. So I'm glad you brought that up. That's a fantastic point. Kyle, I saw you unmute yourself there. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
Yeah, absolutely. So I just wanted to bring up another thing that I don't think a lot of, athletes and parents are really going to think of when moving on from a post-grad to a college is, how about the ability to hold runners, no positioning and cuts and relays, pick plays? I mean, just me being a college coach, there's so many athletes that come into our program that they don't necessarily know how to do a lot of the small things, like I said, like holding runners as pitchers and stuff like that, to where when you go to a post-grad program, you're going to get taught all the basic stuff as well. And especially as a college coach recruiting a post-grad player, you know that they're going to be polished. You don't have to spend a lot of time on that type of stuff, the smaller stuff that probably gets overlooked. And that's where I think post-grad is another great option for athletes as well, is because they're going to get more polished and they're going to step in right away and have a chance to play sooner rather than later in their career. So that's another thing I just wanted to add to that.
Nope. Yeah, that's a fantastic point. All great points. I want to remind everybody that if you have any questions, I'm getting some questions coming into my DMs, which is fantastic. Please feel free to DM any four of the panelists, and we'll do our best to answer your questions on tonight's space. If we don't get to everyone's questions, we will certainly answer all of your questions via DM. So please keep the questions coming if you have them. Check out the California Postgrad Twitter page. The website is the link in bio. So you can learn all about California Postgrad by checking out the Twitter page, going to the website. There's a link where you can request more information, all that kind of stuff. With that being said, I guess we'll roll right into specifically talking about California Postgrad, the facilities, the location, kind of everything that goes into what California Postgrad is going to be. And I'll start off on this. But please, anyone else, feel free to chime in. So the big reason we chose the location that we're at is because it has everything that we need to operate. We have a college baseball field. We have a former spring training facility of the Los Angeles Angels that we will utilize as our primary field. So the college field will serve as our daily training and practice field. And the spring training facility will primarily serve as probably our game field. We will also run, college showcases and different types of events at the stadium throughout the year to showcase our players to all different colleges that they want to transfer to after post-grad. But we have, college facilities. We have professional facilities, three fields total. For those of you that aren't familiar with the area, we're located in a combination of Palm Desert and Palm Springs, California. 12 months out of the year, we have good weather. It does get hot during the summer, but it's dry. I, in addition to California Postgrad, I run a summer league out here. I've done it for 6 years, and we play baseball in the heat every day. You know, one thing about the heat, you can prepare for it. You drink a lot of water. You have, you know, ice buckets in your dugout. And you know, there's things that you can do to prepare for the heat rather than the rain. It's like when it's rain or it's snowing, you just don't play or you got to go inside. So 12 months out of the year, we are outside playing baseball. Just 3 days ago, the college here finished their Fall World Series. I know a lot of you guys are that are listening tonight are in places where there's snow on the ground or there's rain on the ground. Well, here in December, in January, February, March, you play baseball. There's no month here where we can't be outside playing baseball. And that's the beautiful part about Southern California. It's a big reason why, you know, most the majority of MLB draft picks come from California. It's because we play baseball 12 months out of the year. So that's the premise behind putting the post-grad here is we get 12 months. We get 12 months of being outside and playing baseball. There are no months off. There are no days off. You know, there will be, you know, I'm talking about in terms of weather restrictions. We don't have weather restrictions. We will be outside playing baseball in a college facility, in a former spring training facility. The weight room that we will be utilizing is also on the college campus. So on the college campus, you have the weight room. We have the field. We have two cages, four bullpens. We have a classroom. If we did want to go in and do some classroom learning type stuff. And this is one of the top five tourist destinations in the whole country. So the living out here is beautiful. Beautiful condos. We have mountains surrounding the valley, palm trees. It's a beautiful place. I've lived here for 8 years now, and I love it here. Sometimes I wake up in the morning and go outside and can't believe how beautiful it is. Or, like I said, we were outside 3 days ago playing baseball, you know, wearing sweatshirts. No big deal. It was great. So we see this as the ideal location to put a post-grad because we have the facilities. We have everything we need to run that collegiate level and professional quality program, and we can do it 12 months out of the year. That's the best part. In December next year, we will be playing baseball outside in Southern California with California post-grad. We're not going to be limited to being indoors, you know. So beautiful location. Like I said, I've lived here 8 years. We run our summer league here. We run a winter league here. So it's very easy to just say, hey, we're just going to plug in a post-grad program as well. We have everything that is needed to kind of make it happen. And I know I spoke a lot there and maybe I covered a lot of it, but Kyle or Matt or even Don coaches in our summer league and he has an office at the stadium every day. Is there anything that I missed or anything you guys wanted to add with regard to the facilities or the location?
No, I mean, like you said, I'm here every day. And I think, like you said, I've been out here for 2 to 3 years now. I think it's rained 3 times. Get to play baseball in December, 14th. So, I mean, there's no better place you could be, you know, if you're trying to play baseball year round.
Yeah. Casey, what I was going to hit on is the housing as well. So housing is going to be provided and, you know, obviously with all the facilities you hit on how beautiful it is out there, but, housing is going to be provided and, you know, you don't really have to really worry about much as far as on that end about, you know, where am I going to live or where are we going to train, you know, all this, and how am I going to get better? You're going to have access, you know, as a player to all of the information that you're going to gather while we're there. And then, like I said, the biggest thing is having the housing figured out and being provided as well.
Yeah, fantastic points. Anything you wanted to add there, Matt?
Yeah, the only thing I was going to say is obviously the location as well. I think everything's going to be relatively close. Casey, I don't know if you have an exact mile distance, the stadium versus the you know, the fields and the housing. How do you have a distance on that by chance?
Yeah, so the housing and the college will all be within a mile and a half radius of each other. So we have players that ride their bikes. Like we have players at the college from Japan and Korea. They don't have vehicles. They're able to ride their bikes to the college from the living. So everything is in very close proximity. So on the daily basis where we're practicing and we're doing our weight training and our conditioning, all of that and the housing are going to be within about a mile and a half radius bike riding distance. No problem. When we do need to go to the stadium is about 10 miles away. Don't even have to get on the freeway to get there. It's an easy commute. And that's we're going to use the stadium less, but we're going to use it for our game. So in that regard, we're looking at like a 10-15 minute drive. No big deal. If that's the case, you know, players, coaches, everybody carpools, and we find a way to get there. But the daily, day-to-day operations, people are going to be able to ride a bike. You can ride a bike from the housing to the college where we will be practicing and training daily. So the goal is to have everything in as close proximity as possible. Also, right next to the college, we have a mall. There's a Whole Foods, all kinds of restaurants. You know, it's a very rural area. Where the college is at, it's a very nice rural area where people live. You know, population is probably 40,000 to 50,000 given the time of year, and everything that you need to live day to day is right in that area, and is in Palm Desert. So. The goal is to get as everything as close together as possible. We're looking at about a mile to a mile and a half from the housing to the daily training facilities. So, very convenient for everybody. It is the goal. So moving on to our next topic, I do have some questions rolling in. So I want to get through what we're talking about so we can make sure we get to these questions. But we've all talked about the developmental aspects of a post-grad, what it can do academically, what it can do athletically, and maturity. But at the end of the day, what is the goal of a post-grad? You know, a player goes through a full year of post-grad, he develops. Now what's the goal? And I'll kick it over to Kyle first, and Matt, if you want to add in as well, or Matt, if you want to go first, whoever wants to go first. But what is the end game goal for guys that go through a post-grad program?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I've kind of touched on it a little bit, but I think the main goal is to be more prepared for the next level. And that's, you know, on the field as an athlete, as a player, but also in the classroom as well. And I think that's kind of the gist of what the main goal is, a post-grad program, like obviously getting faster, getting stronger, getting just better, coming in and ready to play right away. You know, obviously, no one really wants to go in and just sit. You know, I think with a post-grad program, you're not going to sit at the post-grad. So you in theory should get better with everything. And now you can go into that college and play right away. And that would definitely be the goal, because no one wants to sit at the end of the day. And I think the biggest thing with, and I'm going to speak more to hitting now, but for college coaches, it's difficult to evaluate hitters. It just is. And it's like, how you can really evaluate is, okay, who's he hitting against? And if you put up good numbers with a post-grad program against college level pitching, you hit 320 with 8 home runs and 12 doubles. Well, now that college coach knows that you can do it against elite pitching. You can do that against college pitching. And that's where it's such an advantage, to where now you still have 4 years left of eligibility, and now you can walk in right away and play. And that's a huge advantage for an athlete that goes post-grad, because you can prove it. You can essentially prove it. And that's a big thing as well. And I kind of already spoke to the little things, being polished, holding runners, knowing position on cuts and relays, pick plays, all that stuff, bunt defense. You know, I think just being a polished player, that's what a coach is really going to enjoy as well once you step on the field for them as well. So.
Yeah, all great stuff. And Matt, feel free to chime in if you want to as well. But the let's not leave this part out, is, you know, every guy that goes through our post-grad program, the goal is to find him his next college too. So at the end of the day, your goal is to go through post-grad to develop, to then be prepared to go compete at a college. So we have a person in place whose job is to help all of our players find that college, whether that's a junior college or a four-year. Everybody's college recruiting journey is different, and everybody, you know, we'll go to different types of places, but our reach for colleges is nationwide. And that's the cool thing about this partnership, is between the lines, Sports Force, the PSCL, our reach for colleges is nationwide, and it's all levels. So I think the goal is, as long as that player wants to play college baseball after post-grad, we're going to move all of our players on. Period. End of story. That's the goal, you know. So at the end of the day, the after all of the development and after all of the things that go into the post-grad program, we're helping you find your next place to play. That's part of it too. And Matt, I don't know if there's anything else you wanted to add on to that.
No, to be honest, I mean, it was simply said. God, we're going to turn them into college baseball players, right? Not only from their individual their individual improvements, exit velocity, running 60 times, throwing velocity. You know, again, we're going to teach them how to play baseball as well, right? So they're gonna know how to play the game. And to Kyle's point earlier, I think we've gotten away from that a little bit. But again, I think that's another important piece is the we're going to teach these boys how to play baseball.
Yeah, nope, great stuff. And Coach Bray, I'll go to you on this one because you're in Southern California now and coaching at a junior college, and I think you've seen it a lot. But how has COVID – I talked about it a little bit earlier, but please touch on it again. How has COVID affected post-grad programs one way or the other? Positive, negative, both? What are your thoughts?
You know – I think from my perspective, I think it's going to be a positive impact for them. You know, I mean, you hate to say that COVID was positive, but because most colleges, you know, we've got 22, 23, 24-year-old seniors, you know, just going in there after you graduate high school as a 17, 18, maybe 19-year-old, you're just at a disadvantage. You're at a complete disadvantage. I'm sorry. You could be the best player in the world. You're just not going to be as big, fast, strong, mentally into the game as you would be as those older guys. So they're just older, they're more developed. So this is giving post-grads a chance to get even bigger, get more kids. And I think you've seen it, you know, as we've, you know, gone through COVID, I think post-grads have really rocketed off and become so much more popular in recruiting. You know, so I do think it is a positive thing for them that now it's a real opportunity for guys. You know, it does not count as a year of eligibility. And I think it's just a great route. I mean, why not go there, get better, and go where you want to, or go where you're wanted. You can get new outreach, new communication, recruited from new places. You know, obviously it's a huge impact, but again, like I said before, why would you want to be competing against 24-year-old seniors? You know, like at College of the Desert, we have 22-year-old sophomores. So, you know, it's a crazy time, and having those post-grads around are a good thing because of it.
Yeah, no, that's great stuff. I want to remind everyone, check out the California Postgrad Twitter page. The website is the link in bio. And if you're interested in learning more specifically about California Postgrad, that's where you want to be. You can also DM any one of the four speakers' accounts. I got a few questions coming in we're going to get to. But if you have questions, whether it's specific to California Postgrad or just postgrads in general, please feel free to DM us. If we don't get to your questions on the Twitter space tonight, we will get to them through DM. So please feel free to direct message myself, California Postgrad, Between the Lines, or Sports Force, and we're happy to answer any of your questions. So I will get to one of the questions that you guys DM me. And Kyle or Matt, this one could be great for you, but for pitchers signing up for Postgrad, what are the typical metrics for those incoming pitchers, specifically velocity, spin rate, etc.? Are there specific metrics you guys look for with pitchers that we're bringing into the post-grad program?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so like you said, velocity is going to be a big one for the pitchers. Obviously, let's say an athlete is at, you know, 80 to 82. The goal is obviously getting jump in that fastball velocity. And I think you know, I guess the things that we're going to use, Rapsodo, Diamond Kinetics, there's going to be a lot of different things that we are going to use as far as technology that's going to improve those metrics. But yeah, again, everything as far as spin rate, velocity, I think those are very important. And, you know, that's why, especially with our head coach that we're going to announce pretty soon, he's driveline certified. He's working there right now at the headquarters, and he's going to know a hell of a lot more than I do about pitching. I'm more of a hitting guy, but yeah, you know, everything that can be tracked is going to be tracked from day one all the way until you leave. And everything is going to be recorded as far as video as well. And that's how we're really going to enhance the recruiting side of it, is going to know, okay, this athlete came in 80 to 82. Now he's 87 to 89. This is how much he's improved over the year, and this is how he's done it. And I think that's very important to show that development and show, you know, his improvements on every single type of metrics, such as a spin rate and how it's improved and everything like that. So, Matt, do you want to add anything onto that?
Yeah, I think pitching works a little bit, I'll say, differently in this sense, because at the end of the day, our job as a post-grad is not to go out and win ball games. Don't get me wrong, we're going to compete, but that's not our main goal, right? Our main goal is to develop these athletes. So if we have a pitcher, let's say he's 75 to 77, right? I think there's a lot of, from a development perspective, again, because that's how we're viewing it, hey, can I get this kid better? Not, can this kid necessarily help me win ball games? So I'm going to look at a couple different things, right? Where's he at in his weight? What's his drive? How much has he pitched, right? So there's a few different aspects that I'm going to look at, not necessarily a particular number or spin rate, because I'm not necessarily looking for this guy to get hitters out. Obviously, that's the goal, but we're looking to improve on that. So I guess that would be my and again, I don't know if that's kind of where that question was going from a recruit standpoint, but that would be my answer. So I'm not necessarily saying that we're gonna take anyone by any means, right? If it's a kid that just says, "Hey, I wanna start pitching," and he just picked up a baseball yesterday, obviously post grad probably isn't for you. However, there's never any nevers or always, but that's who we're speaking to, right? That's the player that we're speaking to. We're speaking to that kid that wants to pitch at the collegiate level and is willing to put into work to do that.
Yeah, that's all. Great points. And I'll add on to that as well. Being a pitcher, there, like every college in America at every level is always looking for pitching. So to Kyle and Matt's point, if you can pitch, if you have the desire to get better and improve and develop, there's probably a college out there somewhere that wants you. You have to have, the basic abilities, right? So we're not necessarily looking at what's your velocity right now, who can help me win tomorrow. That stuff doesn't matter. Who's willing to put in the work that it takes to continue to get better, to become a successful college baseball player? So, there's NAIA schools in the Midwest, or there's junior colleges on the East Coast, or there's Division III's on the East Coast that are going to take a guy that's 77 to 79 and throws a curveball for a strike. You know what I mean? So we're not looking for any specific metrics. It's just, are you going to be capable of pitching at the collegiate level? And do you have the work ethic to continue to get better? If the goal is to develop and to advance, then you have to have the basic, athletic ability and baseball skills, but you also have to have that desire to want to develop and to want to become, a college baseball player. So hope that answers that question. If you want me to touch on that again, please feel to DM again if we didn't answer that correctly, but good question. So we'll go on to our next one. Is it more likely that a pitcher or position player gets picked up from a post-grad program? Kyle and Matt, I'll kick this one to you guys as well, and I'm happy to add on afterwards. But, again, the question is it more likely for a pitcher or position player to get picked up from a post-grad program?
Yeah. I don't think, one or the other. Casey, to your point earlier, every program is looking for quality pitching. And I think, especially if you get pitchers in here that are wanting to work, wanting to develop, I think that might be a little easier at the end of the day. But I think being a position player as well, and that's where my point earlier that I made was, it's very hard to evaluate hitters as college coaches. And it's more so, how does he perform against college level pitching? To where if you prove it against college players, well, there you go. You've already proved it right there. So I don't think necessarily one or the other, but I think it's definitely a little bit easier as a pitcher just because everyone is always looking for pitching and quality pitching. And that's where, again, I know I've beaten this home, like a dead horse a lot, but holding runners and doing all the smaller stuff, being polished, that's what these coaches are really going to look for as well, because they know they don't have to worry about teaching you a lot of that stuff, once you get into their program. So.
Yeah, great stuff. And I'll add on to that, to what I said earlier. I think our goal is that, and again, everyone's expectations and where they're capable of playing college baseball has to be realistic. So we have to start with that. Are your expectations realistic to where you want to go play college baseball? Everyone wants to go play for Vanderbilt, right? Everyone in America, but not everyone's going to get to do that. Most people aren't. So are your expectations realistic? And if your expectations are realistic, our goal as a post-grad program is we're going to be able to find you a place, whether you're a position player or whether you're a pitcher. That's what post-grad is to do, is to prepare you to play in college. So our goal, very similar to like a junior college, is, develop in advance. We want you to get better, and we want to move you on to where the best place that you're capable of playing, but you have to be realistic about where you're capable of playing. And that's part of what we're going to do as well. We're going to take you through that, those steps, and take you through what that process looks like of figuring out where you fit in. So good question. I think to Kyle's point, and I said it earlier too, every college in America is always looking for pitching. So it's natural that any pitcher is going to have a little bit better chance or they're going to have more offers. They're going to be talking to more schools. But our goal as a post-grad program is to develop and advance all of our players. And we won't take players if we don't think they're going to develop and advance. Because at the end of year one, we want to say, hey, look, 36 of 36 guys are playing college baseball. All 36 guys that played for us this year are now playing college baseball somewhere. That defines our success as a program. We've developed these players and we've advanced them. So it's always going to be more likely for a pitcher, but our goal is to move everybody on. And if everybody kind of is realistic about their expectations and does do what it takes to develop, then we'll move everybody on. That's kind of the way I see it. Moving on to our next question. This is a good question for Kyle or Matt. So this is great. This is coming from a dad. My son has a verbal commitment to play Division I baseball. He'll be 17 when he starts college. I feel like he could really benefit from a post-grad year. Is it possible to get some type of assessment or advice? Is there a service that can help with this? Kyle or Matt, I think that's a great question. Getting an honest assessment, you know, before you just go Division I or before you just choose a post-grad, what types of services do you guys offer that? If this dad wanted to reach out and speak to someone, what ways can he do that?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. You know, just from my background and between the lines as well in our recruiting program, you know, I think that's a very important thing to know is, you know, and assess where you're at. And I think there's a lot of athletes who are going to be going into the same situation of, hey, I'm a 17-year-old kid and I'm going to be, you know, I don't know what college, but Division I program. And I guess, you know, to look at how many freshman pitchers are successful at the Division I level, you know, post-COVID, and especially with the transfer portal and what it's done, you know, there's so many Division I programs who are recruiting from, you know, Division II schools or other Division I schools or junior college programs where they're loaded at pitching. And I think it's going to be very difficult to step on campus as a freshman, especially as a 17-year-old athlete, and throw a lot of innings, you know, throw 50 plus innings, where at a post-grad, you're going to get those innings and you're going to be more polished once you get to that point. I think that's a very important one. So Matt, do you want to add on anything with that?
I would just say this, Edwin, first off, thank you for the question, because I think that's a place where a lot of people are at. You have a Division I offer or you verbally committed somewhere, but, you know, maybe post-grad or something else is still a possibility and still an option and you want to learn more. And I'll say this, a very easy way to just learn more about post-grad is DM the California Post-Grad Twitter page or go – the link in bio is the website, californiapostgrad.com. There's a form to request more information and just have a conversation and learn more about it. And you can see if it is a right fit and if it is a good path, and just continue to educate yourself. Because I agree, it's going to be very hard for any freshman to go on any Division I campus at any level of Division I baseball and walk in right away and play. You know, I think the expectation is they're probably going to redshirt, and that in itself is a way to develop. But, you know, post-grad kind of gives you another option in doing that. So please DM the California post-grad page, check out the website, reach out to those guys there. That'd be a great place to start. Matt, anything you wanted to add?
Yeah, sorry about that. And I think it's to kind of end on that point that you made, Casey. I think it's more of a committed focus as well, right? If you're redshirted, obviously, I'll say that the university or the college's main focus is obviously going to be the players that are active on that roster, right? Their job is to win baseball games, not necessarily to to develop that particular player, as honest as that may, maybe I'm being a little bit too honest there, but again, I think that's a pretty important focus, I guess, when you're evaluating a, I'll say a redshirt versus a, post grad. And again, I don't want to, Casey, I'm not sure who asked the question, but, I'm not, I guess I want to tread lightly here. I don't want to, you know, obviously say, hey, he should do a post grad, and then a Division I coach is hitting up our DM saying, hey, I just lost my number two guy because you guys recommended this over this. So, I'll say the reality is, obviously, you see a lot of Division I programs that are making a lot of adjustments at semester, and you know, those guys kind of scrambling around trying to find a place to play. It's not fun for those guys, right? And trying to keep them motivated, I guess, within the sport in general. I mean, it's a huge shot to your confidence, no doubt about that. So, again, like I said, I want to tread lightly with that question, but from a reality standpoint, there is a lot of adjustments that, again, that are made at semester, and those guys are looking for options. And that's where I think a post grad, you know, making this your full focus versus a redshirt would be a better option.
Yeah, and I'll just add a little bit to that point as well. You know, especially for the gentleman who asked a question, or anyone who has a more of a personalized question, DM the California postgrad, and we can set up a one-on-one meeting, and we can go over maybe your son, or maybe any personal questions that you might have, you know, about this topic.
Yeah, great point. If there are any parents, players, coaches, anyone that wants to learn more about California postgrad, please DM the California postgrad Twitter page, and we will set up a time to have a discussion, because there is no one thing that works for everybody. Everybody's college recruiting journey is different, and it's very personal, and everybody has different, you know, obstacles and steps to take to get to where they want to be. So having the conversation specifically about, you know, your situation or your son's situation, or maybe you're a high school coach and it's one of your players that you want to, you know, recommend or learn more about the program for. So everybody's college recruiting journey is different. So it's important to have that individual conversation and see if this is a right fit for you. But I'll tell you what, I'm really excited about it. I love post-grad programs. I love them for a lot of reasons. The developmental aspect is phenomenal. Like I said earlier in the Twitter space, is, you know, most college student athletes, and I don't know what the percentage is. This is just in my experience when I was a collegiate athlete with me and my teammates. Most people didn't graduate in just 4 years. You know, it takes 4.5 or 5, and this gap or this post-grad program, you're still taking classes, you're still moving forward academically, you're developing athletically, so you're still moving forward in everything. It's just giving you a better chance to kind of find another school. Maybe you didn't find your dream school. Maybe you're not getting offers from the schools where you think you're capable of playing at right now. But post-grad gives you that year to develop academically, athletically, and maturity to give you a second chance at your dream program, at your dream school. So yeah, we're about at an hour right now. If anyone has any questions, please DM the California Postgrad Twitter page. You can also DM me, and we may not get to all of the questions on tonight's Twitter space because we're running out of time here, but we will certainly answer you via DM, or if you want to have a phone conversation or an email conversation, anything like that, to talk about your situation specifically, we're happy to do that. So, as we wrap up, guys, I don't think I missed anything. I'm going back through our notes here again. Okay, one more question we'll go over. We talked about it a little bit earlier, but give us the time frame in which a post-grad program operates and what is included in the cost of participating in that post-grad program during that time frame. Kyle or Matt, either one of you that want to take it, that'd be great.
Kyle, do you want to take that one?
Yes, sir. Yep. Yeah. So a time frame of a post grad. So it's going to be, you know, very similar to, you know, a college program to where, you know, pretty much mid-August, that's when it starts. You know, you get on campus, that's when we're going to have our, you know, first initial assessment. And then, you know, you practice for a couple weeks and then you play games. You know, I think the biggest thing with a post-grad is you're going to play 50 to 60 plus games, very the same as a college schedule. And you're going to probably play 30 or so in the fall and 30 or so in the spring as well. That's why, you know, California is such a big place to do it as well, because obviously the weather. So the time frame is going to be, you know, August all the way till probably the end of April or early May. And you're, you know, you're playing at college, you know, schedule. So that's kind of the time frame. But the good thing with, like I said, with California that Casey's already hit on, is we could be on the field and we can be out there, you know, 12 months, you know, at all times. You know, so that's very important, especially on the development side of always being able to practice and play games outside and being flexible, you know, with these other college programs as well. So.
Yeah, no, that's great. So, and I'll touch on it a little bit too. Is included in the cost, you're going to get housing for those 9 months. You know, you're going to get the college practice facility, the college gym, plus the former spring training facility. We're going to have a hitting coach, a pitching coach who's driveline certified. He does arm care and recovery in a time and age where so many guys are hurting their arms from doing bad throwing programs or not having throwing programs at all. We will have a driveline caliber pitching program and arm care and recovery specifically. It's going to be developed around arm care and recovery. We're going to keep our guys healthy and we're going to keep developing them. They're going to keep them on the field. So you're getting the coaching, the spring training facility, the college facility and gym and housing, the 30 games that Kyle talked about. You know, depending on what the head coach wants to do, it's practice 5 days a week or 4 days a week or whatever it is. It's going to be 9 months of baseball and developing, and in that cost is included, you know, housing, all of the baseball gear, facilities, gym, coaches, all of it. It all kind of comes as one package. Imagine if you're, you know, you get an offer to play college baseball and they're offering, you know, and tuition, housing, books, everything is kind of included in one package. Think of it as that. And if you have specific questions about California postgrad, about any of that, the cost and what's included, DM the California postgrad Twitter page. You can also go to the website, californiapostgrad.com and request more information that way. But we're recruiting right now for August, 2023. Like we're starting the recruiting process of building, our postgrad team for August, 2023 right now. So, if you're on this Twitter space and postgrad is something you're thinking about, if it's something you're interested in, or you just want to learn more. Like there's nothing wrong with just having a conversation, talking about your specific, you know, situation and learning more about postgrad. The time to do it is now. You know, in these winter months where there's not a lot going on, have those conversations, educate yourself to make the best decision for yourselves moving forward. So we'll go ahead and wrap it up. We've been right at an hour. That's about where we like to keep these Twitter spaces. So again, thank you everyone for joining. If you are considering postgrad, check out the California Postgrad Twitter page. DM your questions to them. I want to give all of our speakers a chance to kind of close this out here tonight. Anything else you guys want to add or say before we close this thing out?
Yeah, I just want to thank everyone from, you know, obviously, Casey, you having us on this platform. I think it's a great, thing for us to be able to spread awareness about postgrad and especially California postgrad. And yeah, I think the biggest thing is there's no stupid questions. If anyone has, you know, any questions or needs any more information about postgrad or California postgrad or whatever it may be, obviously just DM us on here or send us an email and visit the website. So.
Cool. I guess maybe I'll go next. Yeah. Sure. Kudos to what Kyle said. Appreciate you giving us the platform to talk a little bit more about the again, about the benefits of a post-grad program. I'm super excited to start having these conversations. These conversations are, again, any questions that anyone might have about California post-grad. And like I said, hopefully within the next couple of years, we built something pretty special, and hopefully it's something that we can put Palm Springs on the map for as well. So,
absolutely. I want to remind everyone that this Twitter space is going to be available as a recording immediately when we finish tonight. So if you want to share this with parents, coaches, teammates, please do. The whole idea behind these college recruiting educational Twitter spaces is just to spread awareness and to educate the college baseball recruiting community. We do them for free just to offer information and to try to help everybody gain the tools that you need to navigate your college recruiting journey. So, again, this will be available via recording right after this. Please share it with anybody that you might feel be interested. You can also go back and listen to certain parts if there's, you know, parts of this you want to go back and listen to. But last time, I'll say it one more time. If you have questions, if you want to, you know, explore your college recruiting journey specifically and ask questions about post-grad, please DM the California Postgrad Twitter page, or you can email from the California Postgrad website. And yeah, we look forward to having those conversations. So thank you everybody for joining us tonight. Hope to hear some questions from you guys moving forward. We'll be back on next week, 6 p.m. Pacific. Not sure of the topic yet, but we'll be announcing it here soon. So thank you everyone for joining us, and hope you enjoyed tonight's Twitter space. Thank you.
Thanks, Casey.
Thanks for being part of the Realities of College Recruiting podcast and our partner, Five Tool Baseball. You can easily subscribe on iTunes and check us out online at Sports Force Baseball for every past episode of our podcast. If you want to ask questions, share insights, and recommend future guests, hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at Sports Force BB and Facebook under Sports Force Baseball. Be sure to join us on our next episode of the Realities of College Recruiting podcast. And remember, your college decision isn't a 4-year one, it's a 40-year one.